This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, we have an awareness and we have many of our brothers and sisters, they pray. And this is a very beautiful thing. But the problem is that I see sometimes is that many of our Muslim brothers and sisters, they delay their salat. They delay their salat. Or they pray, they combine their prayers at the end of the day. Why? Because either they're at work and they didn't pray at work because they're shy to pray at work, or they come up with some very weak excuse that they can't pray at work, or because they were out in the shopping center or the marketplace and there was just nowhere to pray. Excuses that shaitan makes up. Well, let me remind you of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَتْ لِي الْأَرْضَ إِنَّمَا جُعِلَتْ لِي الْأَرْضَ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. The earth for the Muslim, unlike other scriptures, the earth for the Muslim is a masjid, a place of sujood, where you can perform your sujood, your prostrations, and it is a place of purification. There's either water, or if there's no water, there is tayammum, dry ablution. Right? So what is sad is, okay, so you're going to spend a few hours in the shopping center. Okay? For whatever reason, you're going shopping. That doesn't mean you cannot go and make wudu in a toilet. It does not mean that you can't find a corner. Worst case scenario, go into a changing room, into one of these stores, and perform your salat. And alhamdulillah, today we have, you know, mobile phones with applications which have the prayer compass, the qibla. There, or you can carry a compass for a measly few dollars. If you are serious about your salat, wallahi, there'll be no excuse. I just cannot fathom, really. I cannot understand any excuse to delay the salat. Unless you have forgotten, or what? Or you have slipped through the salat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ نَامَ عَنْ صَلَاتٍ أَوْ نَسِيَهَا فَلْيُصَلِّهَا إِذَا ذَكَرَهَا لَا كَفَّارَةَ لَهَا إِلَّا ذَلِكَ. That whoever, مَنْ نَامَ عَنْ صَلَاتٍ, if you sleep through a salat, or you forget a salat, pray it as soon as you remember it. Pray it as soon as you remember it. Don't be shy. What are you shy about? What are you shy about? SubhanAllah, that shows you are showing that Islam is very dear and serious. When you pray in public, wallahi, these disbelievers, they look at you and many of them are jealous. Many of them say, wow, look at this person, he's performing his prayer. That means Allah is our priority. Not the shopping center and not our desires. Let us remember that in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "As-salatu ala waqtiha." Prayer at its fixed time. And Allah says in the Quran, he says, "Inna as-salata kanat 'ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta." That salat has been prescribed upon the believers when? At fixed times. Not when you and I feel like it. Another what disheartens me when I hear Muslims who have early shifts, so they have to start work, for example, maybe at 4 o'clock in the morning, right? So they have to start at 4, and let's say Fajr starts at 5 or 4:30. So they're going to be into their work. So what they do, because they've woken up early, what do? I don't know if you've heard of this. They pray early. Have you heard of this? They pray their Fajr. Wallahi, I heard this recently. They pray their Fajr prayer at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock before its time. Is it acceptable? No. You can't pray when you feel like it. I'll give you. But they say, you know, I'm going to be busy. And Allah is Ghafoor al-Rahim. I'll pray earlier. Okay, I'll ask you. Are you allowed to perform Siyam Ramadan? Can you pray Ramadan? Can you fast Ramadan in Shawwal? Or in Sha'ban? Or in Dhul Hijjah? Or in Muharram? Can you do that? No, why? Because it's before its time. You can't perform an act of worship when you feel like it. Allah Azza wa Jal, He set the time. Can you perform Hajj next month and it's the month of Rajab, for example? You can't. Hajj has a specific time. Ramadan has a specific time. Salat has a specific time. Let's not pick and choose and make up our own deen. Okay? So we need to pray when Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to pray. So now, establish two things. Let's pray on time. Let's not delay our prayers. Yes. Can you delay your prayers? You can delay your prayers if there is a dire need. A dire need. If there's a situation you're in, maybe you are a doctor, a surgeon, you are operating on someone, it's an operation for several hours, and you need to combine between Dhuhr and Asr at the time of Dhuhr, or at the time of Asr, this is permissible. Or at the praying Maghrib and Isha, at the time of Maghrib, or at the time of Isha, this is permissible. Okay? You are a traveler, you are sick. So Alhamdulillah, Islam gives us concessions, it gives us allowances, it gives us discounts. Okay? But we take it too far sometimes. Okay? فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you're unsure.